Welcome, everyone, to the X Factor Files podcast. I'm Daryl.
I'm Philip.
How's it going?
We are both exhausted.
Yeah. It was St. Paddy's Eve.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Many Washington apples were consumed.
Yes.
So I'm basically good on alcohol for the next, 2 months.
Yes. And it's not even that many. You just don't drink often.
Yes.
So, whereas the 55 plus crowd we saw at the bar,
which
were like
most everyone at the bar,
they were like 12 deep and you were like 3 deep and you're like, I shouldn't have had that fourth.
Yes. I tried pull tabs for the first time.
Did not win. Very disappointing. But that's how it goes with pull tabs. So,
and I think it has to go towards some nonprofit.
Probably. Yeah.
It's would fall under the charitable gambling thing.
Mm.
There's all sorts of rules for it, is what I've learned.
Oh.
So
that's a lot.
Yeah. You have to have the odds up there, and when someone wins,
you have to cross off the big prizes that have been claimed.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah. It was exciting. Someone else won, so good for her.
Yeah.
She also won because she was selling Girl Scout cookies at a bar with a bunch of drunk people.
Such a good plan.
I hope she made bank.
Yes. And our friend was like, is she scalping? And we're like, maybe. She might be. Or she just has a small child in her life that is selling them. And she's like, just give me some boxes.
Let me help you. I will unload these for you.
Yep. Because I think officially sales end in a week or so. There's a cutoff each year.
Yeah.
But I feel the season gets longer every year. I ordered some from friends.
Yeah.
In January.
Because I thought it was January and February and that's it.
Yeah. But here we are, March.
People with Girl Scout connections, let us know what the deal is.
Yeah.
Or is it one of those things a school fundraiser, the parents have to shell out for X number of boxes and then they must sell X number of boxes?
Maybe.
And then, although, I don't know. Unclear. But good for her.
It's been a big week for Marvel and X-Men news.
It has.
We have X-Men 97 coming out the same day this episode is released.
Yeah, shout out to our friends who were able to go to the premiere.
Yeah, looks like a ton of fun. And I've heard good things. They saw 3 episodes. So 3 of the 10 have been viewed by the people at the premiere, and I think at Toronto Comic Con this weekend, they showed the same 3 as well.
So, friends, Chandler from X Reads, Dylan from House of X, Alicia and Justin from X Wife.
Tons of people.
Michelle and Justin.
Yeah, we.
No, I knew amazing cosplays.
Yeah, I knew so many people that were there,
which is exciting.
Yeah.
Not a thing I ever thought would be a thing in our lives.
No. So I'm so happy they got that experience and have been able to tease that, hey, it's a lot of fun. Buckle up.
Yeah.
And Disney released sort of the episode, one sentence synopsis for everything. And I glanced, but I didn't read intently because I want to be surprised.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You are very anti-spoiler, even the whiff of a spoiler.
Yes.
You're I don't want it.
Yeah. We also saw what the comic books will be.
Yeah.
For the X line starting this summer. And writer of Uncanny X-Men, Gail Simone, was announced for the Uncanny Experience.
That will be exciting.
Yeah. First woman to ever be the head writer for Uncanny X-Men.
Nice.
Yeah. And Eve Ewing is getting,
Exceptional or Uncanny?
I think it's Exceptional X-Men, based in Chicago.
Emma? Oh, with Kitty and Emma?
Yes, and the new kids, which is great because Eve is from Chicago.
I'm looking forward to all sorts of little references to things that you will recognize because you live there.
I hope so, especially because Eve is connected a bit with the University of Chicago, where I worked, so she knows the area well.
Oh, fun.
She does a lot of great things for the community.
Nice.
In Chicago, very involved. So I'm really excited to see her take, because her Photon series with Monica Rambeau a year ago, super good.
That was really fun.
Yeah.
And it was a nice character development, like
someone's doing something with Photon, which is great. But she went a step further and did a really bang up job. Like, yeah. Photon not getting a whole lot of love in comics.
Despite being one of the more powerful people ever.
Yep.
Or something.
Yes.
So I like that it was like a healing, put yourself back together, what you do, what you got to do.
Yeah.
Series. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. And then we have like the six side titles. Like some of them are limited series. Some of them are maybe ongoings.
There's a new X Factor.
There is. But what does that even mean?
And who is a part of it?
Yeah, we don't know who's going to write it or anything.
Yeah.
So that'll be exciting to learn as we get closer. I mean, they're probably going to tease some of these things out at Spring Cons.
That makes sense.
Because I remember when Secret Wars a few years ago was teased and everything. A big news portion of that came out of C2E2 that we'll be attending. Like Marvel did a panel and they're like, here's everything coming up. And it was a big panel. So
we might see stuff from there.
We might. Yes.
And we have our list of things to get signed by people who are there.
Yeah.
That keeps growing as the guest list keeps growing.
Yeah, tons of guests.
Some Star Trek comic writers and artists.
Yeah.
The writer and artist who did the amazing Dracula series.
Yep.
Looking forward to that. Martin Simmons' art is, like, I kept showing it to people at work. Like, this is beautiful.
Yes.
Look at this.
You would get the new issue on Wednesdays and then just go around workstation to workstation and be like, look at this.
I'm mostly the main two. They're very nice and are like, oh, it's Wednesday, you're gonna go get comics.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
Bun Bun news. I don't know if there's anything new to report.
I mean, they're doing their thing.
Asta got her birthday treat. She got to nibble on a live celery plant.
Yes.
That I dug up from last year and kept in the kitchen window.
Yes. So she helped trim. She didn't eat any stalks down, though. So hopefully they can keep growing.
Oh, I mean, she could have a few.
Yeah.
And the parsley plant will come down for Nick and Nora for their birthday treat.
Yes.
So, and shout out to Companion Rabbit Society. They, their supply of Timothy boxes was depleted
because we buy 50 pounds at a time.
Yes,
it's a case of Timothy hay for the buns.
Yeah, no one needs excess packaging, and at least the one plastic bag that's inside is really big that it can be used for other stuff.
Yeah, it can,
like the roof of this greenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, in terms of
to store the roof of this greenhouse, not to make the roof of this greenhouse.
Yes. But in terms of the hierarchy of trash,
yeah,
you cut down on the packaging that you get. I toured the Energy and Recycling Center for two of the county. Like, it's one facility and it smelled bad, but it was super cool. And there's like a hierarchy of garbage and they deal with stuff at the bottom, like the stuff that is generated rather than like reducing, reusing, recycling, composting, like the stuff that's higher up in the stream, waste stream. So that's what the goal is to focus. If you have to generate something, like recycle it, reuse it, compost it.
Yeah.
So, and don't get me started on anaerobic digesters.
Well, you're giving a shout out to the Companion Rabbit Society, then you went off on recycling.
Garbage, yes.
Why are you giving them a shout out?
Oh, just that it's exciting. Hopefully that means good things, that so many people, buns have been adopted, that they have depleted their stores.
Yes.
Of gigantic boxes of hay.
Because Easter is coming up and no one should give bunnies away for Easter.
No,
because they,
not unless they recognize that it's a 10-year commitment with a vet that needs like...
You need an exotics vet, yes. Yeah. Because so many bunnies are like gifted to children and then they get tired of having a bunny and all the work that goes into it within like a month.
Why are there so many poops?
And like, just let them free outside. And domestic bunnies are not bred for that.
No, it's a certain type of cruelty to dump a rabbit outside.
Yes.
So, but that's how we got,
that's
how we got Asta.
Yes.
She was an Easter bunny that was dumped. And now she is asleep under the bed in the north bedroom.
Yeah, she's in a spare bedroom just living her best nap life this afternoon.
I mean, jealous.
Yes. Yeah, as humans, you have to sort of pay attention to like, oh, we have to work. Bunnies don't. Bunnies get to hang out all day every day.
Yeah. I mean, Nick is still a little loaf over on the other side of the room.
Yeah, he was causing a little trouble.
He was running after Nora a lot.
And then he batted at my hand.
Yes.
He boxed my hand because I wouldn't let him pick on Nora while I was petting her.
Yeah. And so Nora is also a loaf in front of the trunk.
Yes.
In her spot. I think she dug out the Spider-Man fabric, though.
Oh.
There's a little bit of fleece.
So she could just be on basically the concrete floor.
Yes. I mean, there's carpet, but I don't know.
There's no padding.
It barely meets the definition.
Yes. So our issues today, this is an X Factor episode.
It is.
225 through 228.
Yes, that's another arc.
It is. And
a four-issue arc.
Yes, and we sort of started the arc last episode where they were doing the point ones, which are like a good jumping on point for people.
Yeah, it was a good introduction. They were at Madrox's hometown, mm-hmm. and there was a woman there that he met, and her son. And at the very end of the issue, she was brutally murdered.
Yeah, she's dead.
So now we pick up from that. So the previously on. Because births always go smoothly in X-Factor, a horrified Rain gave birth to her son by means of a crawling out of her mouth and promptly brutally killing Rain's captor, Agamemnon. This caused her to freak out somewhat, and the unwanted child fled into the woods only to be adopted by Jack Russell, the werewolf by night. Meanwhile, a trip to the old Madrox homestead in Kansas resulted in a chance meeting between Madrox and the current resident of the homestead, a woman named Sally and her son, Terry. Unbeknownst to Madrox, Sally's now dead, but he's going to find out before too long. So.
Yeah. We were opening up at a strike.
Yeah. And there's some thought bubbles from Madrox about how they take jobs because they need to, and even if not the moral high ground, because we find out that they're basically scabbing.
Mm.
That doesn't feel great.
Yeah. Richter has his powers back.
Yeah.
So you read this issue, right? Like a year ago?
Yes.
It happened in Children's Crusade number 6, or Avengers Children's Crusade. Number 6.
Yes, I was like, how? What? And so I read it's like an 8-issue arc or something.
Oh no, maybe the Avenging Hour could have just summarized it for us.
Basically, Wiccan and Speed went and found Scarlet Witch, who was trying to not be Scarlet Witch, I think with Dr. Doom, which led to a whole thing.
Oh.
And then she's like, I did this horrible thing. I was trying to escape from all that. And then she and Doom were trying to figure out how to repower mutants.
Mm.
There's some like massive life force thingy.
Interesting.
Yeah. So she channeled some of that.
Do you ever really want to dabble with Doom though? Like it's even referenced in these issues.
It's worked out for Layla.
Yeah.
But it was still a deal.
Yes.
And she had to give him certain information for some know-how.
Yep.
So, yeah, and X-Factor showed up and it was funny, weird seeing them in another book.
Written by someone else.
Yeah. And so Richter was like the test subject.
Interesting.
And now he got his powers back and he's riding high on it.
Yeah, so it basically is a construction crew that was striking, but this building needed to be demolished.
Yes.
So, and Richter brought it down with his powers.
Yep. I didn't realize his powers had like this pastel color palette to them.
Well, they do now.
Yeah. I thought it was more like green bolts.
Yes.
But yeah. So he was like, boom, shakalaka, I'm back, baby. He's having a whole moment.
Yes.
Even though it undercut the whole union thing.
And. He was like, I can't wait to tell her. And Shatterstar was like, who? And he's like, Rain, she's been feeling down in the dump since that whole kid thing.
So maybe I'll let her know I got my powers back and that'll be the thing that cheers her up.
Why would it be?
Richter.
We continue an X-Factor trope of ice cream.
Yes, there are so many empty containers. And Terry's trying to comfort Rain.
Because Terry lost a child too in this very series.
Yes. And it's a good lesson where, oh, it's the difference between empathy and sympathy, I think. Or like, your experience is not the same experience as someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can still be them for them, be there for them, and validate their feelings.
Right.
But especially like the antics in the X-books, like, it's not great to be like, I know how you feel.
Yeah.
Like, or in life in general.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone's relationships are unique.
So what? Terry's trying her best.
Rain freaks out.
Yep.
Goes all wolfy.
Yep.
And but it's not so much a.
It's very much
angry at Terry. It's an angry at herself.
Yes.
Like, she realized that she abandoned her child.
Yep.
And of all the terrible things she's done, like whatever it was that she did in X Factor with Cable or Wolverine or someone, the things that were so horrible, her mind blocked them out. It's seeping through into dreams and nightmares, like. And on top of that, the guilt of having rejected your own child is a lot.
So Layla comes in. She's like, here's some more ice cream.
Yeah. Rain is like, you could have done things to prevent this. Like, why didn't you? Why would you be complicit in this thing that was so horrible?
Mm-hmm.
And Layla's like, if I did, I would be punished, like, in strange and creative and terrible ways. Like, if
Layla... there's a cost associated with her intervening.
Yes. Like, she's coming off the heels of bringing back Guido.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the consequences of that. So that is still up front and center for Layla in her response to this. So, yeah, she just sort of chucks some more ice cream at Rain and walks out. So.
So we cut back to Richter trying to find Rain and asking Pip.
Who's a dick.
Yeah, he is. Phone call comes in for Jamie Madrox, and it's a detective in Lawrenceville, Kansas. And he's like, hey, so I'm in the homicide division, and he thinks that it's about that old woman.
Madrox thinks it's about the old woman that they decapitated because it's a demon.
But it's not. It's about what...
Sally,
and the detective thinks that was the client because his business card was on her.
So it's one of those comedy of errors where they're talking about the wrong person,
mm-hmm.
which I feel like is a thing that comes back in X Factor books.
Yeah.
So eventually Madrox is like, great, so I'm not a suspect.
Yes.
And the detective is like, how soon can you be here? And Madrox is like, oh, very soon.
You'd be amazed. Looking at
Shatterstar.
Yes. And we find out that Sally and her son Terry were squatting there.
Yes, and she has a rap sheet.
Yes.
It's how they identified her based on fingerprints, mm-hmm. because no one really knew that they were there. There's like a whole, I don't know what's happening with the owners of the farm.
Yeah.
I thought it was still Madrox's.
But it's not.
But it's not, according to this.
Yeah. Longshot tries to get a read off of Sally's corpse.
But there's an absence of anything.
Yep.
And that tells them something. Like, it's kind of cool when that's, even if it's not the result that you're expecting, it still tells you something about mm-hmm. what's happening. That was sort of neat. And so there's some, not side eye, but like the conversation version of side eye between Madrox and Layla of like, oh, is there something you would like to share with the group? And Layla's like, if you have something to say, and Madrox just comes straight out and says, did you bring back Guido?
Mm-hmm.
Layla tries to deflect. So Madrox follows up with, and don't lie to me. I'll know if you lied. She gives him a look. And then the next panel says, no, you wouldn't.
Ooh.
What a non-answer.
Yeah.
So...
And then we sort of get Sally's rap sheet.
But there's no mention of a son.
Right. And this is where the corpse comes alive and asks for Terry. And where's Terry? And Longshot's like, I didn't do this, but I do have luck powers. And everyone's like, shut up, Longshot.
And Madrox is like, Layla, did you do this? And she's like, I wasn't even next to the corpse.
Yeah.
Like, I was on the other side of the room.
So Madrox gets a bunch of dupes to try to restrain her.
Because she flung Shatterstar across the room.
Yes.
She's all about going after Terry, the child, not Banshee.
And then, like, the corpse has red eyes, and Layla has used her little doom shield.
Her little gauntlet to form a little bubble.
Yep.
But, and the thing reaches...
Yeah, reaches through, so she has some extra powers, and then Shatterstar cuts her head off, and then the corpse reattaches her own head. And
this was a warning, kiddies. Get in my way again, and I'll kill a lot of you.
And then, sort of...
Except for you, Acolyte. Like, she narrows in, or zeroes in on Layla in a really creepy way.
And kisses her?
And kisses her. Ew. And then, like, in a flash of hellfire, disappears?
Yeah. And Jamie's like, Layla, you okay? And she says, I'd be better if she hadn't used tongue.
Ugh.
And that's how the issue ends.
Yeah. Fun fact, the letter pages are back. And I do appreciate one of the letters being like, oh, great, you're using this trope of terrible, terrible things happening to women. And like calling out that trope.
Yeah.
Which is, I thought was appropriate.
I think so too.
Like, all these awful things keep happening to Rain and Banshee and M. Like, the bodies keep being taken over, or these disastrous pregnancies, like, I don't know. It doesn't always feel great.
Yeah.
So, I think in the response, Peter David is like, well, Banshee found some peace through the help of that one Madrox dupe who's a priest. Maybe the same thing will happen to Rain, because he actually really likes Rain.
Oh.
So, there has to be some sort of, like, payoff peace in Rain's future.
Yeah.
So I'll be excited for when that happens. On to the next issue.
Yeah, so we're in issue 226. And we, again, open up, and it's a scene that doesn't involve the team right away.
No. It's this kid flagging down some cops and saying there was a gang fight and something terrible happened and a lot of screaming. Please go check it out. And they go over and it's just corpses. Lots and lots of corpses.
With noose marks. So they're like, it's a hate crime.
Yes.
Because...
But then they find that every single person there, regardless of race, has rope burns around their necks.
So...
And then we get a very creepy, like... Oh, and they're talking like, where'd the rope go? And the last panel is the creepy shadow of some dude with a bag and a terrible hat.
Yeah, looking like dragging, a KKK member.
Well, dragging the rope. So then we go back to
Lawrenceville, Kansas. And
yes.
Madrox is like, I haven't been back here in years. And yet it's like
you were
twice in as many months.
Yes. And now we've been back to twice, and yes, what you just said. And they're back at the scene of the crime trying to find the kid. And so, again, like, a lot of pressure is being put on Layla.
And she's like, Jamie,
you don't really need my help to find a small child on this farm.
Where would a scared small child go? And he's like, oh.
What's that supposed to? It dawns on him.
Yeah.
He was that small child.
And it's the, fallout shelter?
Yeah, his parents had built a bomb shelter.
Yes, in the barn.
Yeah. So he and Longshot go down, and they're trying to suss out what BB is.
Mm-hmm.
Because on the wall, BB says you should have hid better.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something that the corpse of the mom had said,
referenced.
And no one actually knows who it is. And so Layla and Longshot are, I'm sorry, Shatterstar are talking. And Shatterstar is having a rough moment. Now that Richter's gotten his powers back, he's feeling disconnected from Richter.
Mm.
And so he's like, Layla, I was wondering. And she's like, yes. I was wondering if you ever think about our time in... And she's like, when I said yes, I wasn't prompting you to continue. I was answering the question. Yes, sometimes I think about our time in Latveria together. And Shasta's like, you said what happened there remained there. Do you ever think about changing your mind on that score? And good for Layla. Like, I think about it just like you think about that. Maybe now that he has his powers back, Richter won't need you as much, or maybe at all. But I try not to let what I think prompt me into unwise actions. You might want to do the same.
Mm.
And he's like, oh, good thinking. Like, it's a handy bit of dialogue.
Yes.
That I enjoyed. And it highlights the relationship that Shadowstar and Richter have.
Yeah.
How it's on the rocks a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And how Layla is playing a part in that.
Right. And also recognizes, like, I don't want to be part of something that you're going to regret.
Right. They're searching through the bomb shelter, they being Longshot and Madrox.
And still Longshot can't get any psychic reads. So he's like, I'm just going to trust my luck power and just going to walk.
Yeah.
And he's closed and he trips on the floor, but he finds a SAG card. Cue back to the headquarters. Pip says some very
disgusting things
about Monet and her uniform.
Yep.
Shadowstar, not helpful.
Nope. But they're like, Screen Actors Guild card. Okay.
We can work with that.
Yes.
So Richter does his computer thing.
He's being a sad boy because he's like, why am I still at the computer? And Terry's like, because you're good at it.
Right.
Like, you're
you
the best.
You have the computer skills.
Yes. You are the best one on this team. So get cracking.
Yeah. And Richter's having feelings because it reminds him of a time that he couldn't do anything else. And so Terry asks the question, and does looking at Shatterstar give you that same feeling? And Richter gets very defensive. But Terry's got a point, just that you two haven't been so much time together. So she was wondering. And then ends with, you were a lot less of a jerk without your powers. Although, was he?
No, he was so moody.
Yeah.
Like, not even factoring in the mental health crisis that he went through because of it, that was going to lead him to jump off a building.
Right.
Like, he, for dozens of issues, was just sad boy times.
Yeah, and a dick to others.
Yeah.
So they find out that the ex...
Sally's ex is Jason Roland, a.k.a. Hangman.
Yes.
Again,
unfortunate hood.
He was an actor out in Hollywood. We find out that he beat up Wonder Man. This is a deep cut from West Coast Avengers, and they reference going into the Avengers database.
Yes.
Like, Richter cracked into it to get this info.
Because at first I was like, oh, it's like a police record. Like, it'll have that sort of information. Yeah. And then all of a sudden they talk, it's like Mephisto, Satanish, all that awful stuff. And they're like, oh, wait, that's, or in my head, I was like, oh, wait, that would not be a part of a police record.
Right.
But it would be part of an Avengers record.
Yes. So Sally divorced him. The grounds were adultery on his part. And he didn't know that he had a kid. Like, she was, like, early stages of pregnancy when they broke up.
Yes, and fled.
Yes.
And then Pip uses his location powers on the card to find this creep, and it is in Hollywood.
So the whole team transports there.
Oh, LA, I should say.
Yes. And it's to a bridge.
They split up. And the pairings don't really go very well. Rain doesn't want to talk.
Nope.
She just wants to do the mission. I mean, it doesn't help that Strong Guy is like bringing up the whole pregnancy thing and giving birth through her mouth.
Yeah. He's never been known for tact.
No. Longshot and Banshee are wading through some water, and Monet is just walking on top.
Yes.
Which, on brand, like, would not walk through nasty, dirty water. And Teresa tries to be like, Oh, I didn't know you were Muslim. Like, I feel like that's a part of, I feel bad if you felt like you had to hide that from us. Like, wanting to be able to embrace all aspects of Monet. And when it's like, I don't think about it much. That way lies endless theological soul searching whenever things go wrong. Why did God do this? Am I a bad person that I brought this on myself? What does it all mean? I don't want to. And Longshot's like, oh, like Teresa. And Monet is like, what? No, I wasn't talking about. And Teresa's like, well, you weren't, but you should have been. And
Let's stay focused. The last pairing is our burgeoning throuple of Richter, Shatterstar, and Layla.
that's a couple that should not happen.
Yeah, like it has bad idea written all over it.
And Richter's like, I'm ready to cut loose with my powers. And Shatterstar's like, oh, you understand. And Richter's like, understand what? So Shatterstar explains like how I was feeling back when I wanted to try things, cut loose, as it were. And Richter's like, you're comparing me getting my powers back with you wanting to sleep around with other people as your guide? And Shatterstar's like, yes. And that whole thing blows up.
The team is not doing well at all. And Madrox then gets a noose lowered around his neck and he gets yanked up. And he starts clicking his heels to generate a ton of dupes to like try to hold on to him.
Right, it's a tower of dupes, which we've
Yes.
seen before.
And the team, because one of the dupes uses the radio to call the other team members, they run over and they're like scrambling up the pyramid of dupes.
I know.
And Rain is like trying to bite the noose and she's like, you can't bite through this rope.
I do appreciate that on her way up, all the dupes are saying, ow, ouch, watch the claws, the claws. And
Hangman is at the top of this bridge because Madrox was walking beneath it with like his rope, and he's hanging onto the rope, yet still fighting Strong Guy at the same time.
yeah, punching him out.
Yep.
And when Gerudo reveals that Sally has died, Hangman has this whole like, what do you mean? Takes his hood off, he has a sad boy moment.
And he's.
And he's like, bloodbath. And if I don't do what he says, he's going to kill us all.
So we know what BB stands for. It's bloodbath.
I would not have.
Suss that out.
No,
No.
bloodbath is one word.
Yeah.
So
227.
227.
We see a child running through a hallway in like a deserted mansion.
Yep, and runs into a wall that wasn't there before, and he's about to be murdered by this creepy scythe-looking
And
sword.
then we see red eyes, and it's like, ah, we have visitors right on time.
It's like, oh, take five, kid. He's basically narrating his own action movie.
He is, and we see the shadowy figure like sheathe his scythe, and walk away, and the kid is left alone.
Yes, still alive. And
Yep.
so we focus back out on the team at Imperial Studios.
Hangman has brought them to the front gates.
Yes. And apparently, like, these demonic deals are very like letter of the law thing.
And it says,
Because
like,
he can't go inside, but he can lead other people there and they can
yes.
walk inside without any harm coming to the kid.
And Hangman is like, Bloodbath knows what he did. Like, he expects people to come. That's why he phrased it that way.
So they're trying to figure out like what does he even want? And Leia's like, a commission. Souls have an energy called puissance, which means power in French.
Oh.
I am so French. And that's unique to them. It can be converted to a malleable energy if you know how to siphon it. Bloodbath apparently does. That's how he reanimated Sally's corpse and inhabited it.
Guido is like, enough talking. I'm breaking the padlock.
Everyone else is like, we know this is a trap, right? But Strong Guy's already through. Richter's like, bring it on.
This movie studio lot has been abandoned because there's a fire that burned like half of it, and insurance is fighting over responsibility.
Because it used to belong to Namor?
Yes.
Who knew?
But then he sold it. They renamed it Imperial Studios because SM Studios sounds like a porn.
Yes.
Yeah.
So again, all the pressure on Layla, like, you, instead of splitting up, why don't you just take us right where we need to go?
And she's like, nope.
This is one of those times. It's a junction point. It could go one of several ways. What I know isn't necessarily what happens. And Monet's like, oh, still not big on the clarity thing, are you? Har, har, har. And then Layla reveals it's less about going, them going to Bloodbath as Bloodbath finding them.
And Bloodbath is like, you ruined the surprise.
There's a cabal. Yep. But Terry still looks very surprised in the background.
Yes.
Terry Banshee. Too many Terrys.
Yes.
Why?
So Layla throws up her shield. And again, it gets like
the Bloodbath reaches her arm through and starts siphoning her soul.
Yep. Shatterstar then goes after her.
There's some battle scenes.
Yes.
Bloodbath is still narrating like it's a movie.
And Wolfsbane has his scent. And at first, Maddox is like, what does it matter? He's here. And he's like, oh, wait. You can find the kid.
Yes.
So he's like, take this dupe with you.
And things don't go so great for Shatterstar. One of his sword pairs.
Yeah.
Thing gets shattered. And Banshee goes off and Richter goes off and they drop a building on him and we cut to the kid who finds a gun.
And there's a noise behind him and he turns and shoots, but it's the dupe. He killed that dupe.
Yeah, he did. We're here to rescue. Ooh.
And
Jamie can feel it.
Yep. Madrox Prime outside is like, and that dupe's dead. And I don't want to talk about it because it just feels like emptiness. And I don't want to like have that discourse about the afterlife that there might not be anything there.
Especially when the only like knowledge of any sort of afterlife is because there's demons.
Right.
Like there's nothing positive. It's all,
all
bad and hell associated items.
Bloodbath emerges from all of this junk.
Yep. And he siphons everyone's souls. But then a strong guy is like, okay, hello.
Yep.
Kapow.
Here's your bloodbath.
And like smashes his skull in.
Yeah, like, it's gross.
Yeah, Longshot is like, whoa. Richter says, gross. M is like, that's just... Shatterstar is somehow like excellent.
Yeah.
Very gladiatorial. And so they get the kid, they're reconvening.
But a shadowy hand picks up Bloodbath's sword that's been discarded and stabs it through Jamie Prime, and it's the dead dupe with the glowing red eyes.
It is, and what a nail biter.
And it says fade to black, and then we are in the hotel room.
Yeah, and this is a throwback to one of the very first issues-ish of Jamie's in the room. He sees his corpse.
Layla's corpse and as the bride.
Yes, his corpse as the groom. And I guess he's not quite dead. The other self is not quite dead.
Right.
It's like, don't let Rain get away. It's all up to you. And Madrox has no idea what's happening, and that's how the issue ends.
Yeah. And that throws us into the last issue of this episode, which is X-Factor 228, which means we have more. There, like, that's not the end of this arc, because we have an evil dupe out there, evil dead zombie dupe with a sword,
yes,
and a dead Madrox Prime on the ground.
Yes. And again, this dude is narrating like it's his job.
Yes.
Classic supervillain. It's like, ooh, that was exciting, wasn't it? One down, eight to go. Sorry before. Oh, he references Dorothy Kilgarran. who was a Hollywood gossip columnist, sort of. She was on What's My Line with Groucho Marx.
Okay.
Fun fact, Peter, Paul, and Mary were on that show.
Oh.
And Eleanor Roosevelt.
I think people forget that Groucho Marx really had a comeback in the 50s. Like, you think of him very much in, like, the 30s.
Yes.
And doing the comedy movies. But he was around a while.
Yeah. And his wit was still very...
Yeah, because acerbic. Peter Paul Mary, he would have done that. Was he the host?
No, he was one of the people they ask questions to.
Oh, and it like is a panelist.
A panelist. And yeah. It's super funny because they have to be blindfolded. So like with Eleanor Roosevelt, the host is the one that has to answer the questions for her because her voice is so iconic.
Oh.
But for Peter, Paul, and Mary, they do like funny voices.
Okay.
So, and you have to ask, like, do you do this? Do you do that?
Which means that Groucho was a panelist in the 60s for that. Like, what a career. Groucho Marx.
Yeah.
Putting in the work.
Also, if you make sauerkraut, you should go on that show because that person almost won.
Oh.
I'm like, I make sauerkraut.
Anyway,
there's a...
The team is horrified. They're like, Jamie's dead.
And it was a dupe that killed him, but it's clearly... bloodbath within the dupe.
Right.
Layla's freaking out.
And there's really this...
Like, was it a dupe? And when it's like, no, that was Madrox Prime.
And they're like, do something. Do your thing. And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, this wasn't supposed to happen. It wasn't. This wasn't one of the... And Bloodbath is like, oh, options? Is that what you're going to say, Acolyte? Mm-hmm. Wasn't one of the paths you foresaw?
It, again, referred to as an acolyte, like when she had Sally's corpse make out with her.
Yeah.
What's this connection?
Is it, my speculation is that it's from Doom.
Yeah.
Like between the glove and the force field, and like, we know that they traded some information there.
So, the investigation of this corpse is happening, Rain is like, Terry the child, get out. Like, you need to get beyond these gates. Go, 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 go.
Yes. And so the team sort of rallies and is like, I'm going to kill you.
And so Terry the Banshee, not Terry the child.
We just need to start calling Teresa Banshee.
Sheree is at the evil undead dupe uses his sword to... like deflect it right at a charging Rain.
You folks don't do a lot of coordinated attacks, do you? You should really work on that.
They need to play more X-Men Legends.
Combo. Combo. Shattering cards. And Rain collides with Richter. Strong Guy goes in and holds him down and throws all sorts.
And Longshot tosses his little finger swords.
So many finger swords.
And they go into the dupe.
And he's
into
like, ooh, ouch, out some more. My life is flashing before my eyes. I'm boring.
So the dupe goes limp because Bloodbath goes back into his own body.
Yes. We thought there was a moment of victory because one of Longshot's little finger swords went straight into his forehead.
Right.
But no, he's like, oh, see, I can heal these bodies. I can jump from one to the other, even if it's one that I've already left. And he summons his sword. And Chattisar is like, oh, you can have it. I'm going to finish this first. And he's really trying.
And he's like, is that what you really want to do? Spend the whole day sparring with BB? He's referring to himself not only in the third person, but like by a nickname.
And it's not even
it's not even a good nickname. In the BB.
He gets his sword back from Shatterstar and kicks Shatterstar to the curb. And Layla's like, everyone on three, one, two. And Monet's like, wait.
Hold it. Everyone, don't do anything.
Because clearly this is not working.
Yeah.
And Bloodbath is like, oh, someone's been paying attention. Again, referencing her as a sexy thing because her uniform is zipped low. And it's like, why don't you be the one to ask the question? And she's like, something's wrong with you, Guido. why, when the rest of us were getting our soul sucked out, were you unaffected? And Banshee is like, Monet, maybe this isn't the right time. And Monet's like, this might be the only time. And so they sort of point out, Layla's the one you want to talk to. Mandrox had suspicions, and they were proven to him by what he just witnessed before I, well, offed him. You've got something you want to get off your chest there, Acolyte? And we cut away.
Mm-hmm.
Terry the child is reunited with his dad.
His daddy was sort of hunky.
Yeah, he has a weird outfit.
There's a weird side. It's like a bro tank that's cut all the way down.
It is a bro tank that, like, the armholes have been cut.
Just to be the hem at the bottom.
Only the hem.
Yes.
It's basically that. And Terry the child is like, they said you were a superhero. You have to go help them.
Because he's like, we need to get out of here right now. Like, I have you. Hi, I'm your dad, by the way. So
I didn't know you existed.
But we need to run. And he's like, no, mom said you're a superhero. You need to help. And he's like, someone said I was a superhero? Then we cut to the team.
Yes. And Stronger is like, you're nuts, Em. They're just trying to get to turn against each other. We shouldn't even be discussing this when Jamie just died. And Bloodbath stokes the fires. And she could bring him back, couldn't you, Acolyte? And then he'll be just like Muscle Man. That strong guy, you blork. Right, because that's such a better name.
Right.
The side commentary. And Layla admits it. She says, yes, it's true. I can bring the dead back to life if it's within minutes of death. It's what I did to Guido. And Stronger's like, what?
Yeah.
You did what to me?
And then he's like, never mind, hurry.
Like, then do it to Madrox.
Yeah.
And Layla's like, well, there's a problem.
When I bring them back, they don't have a soul.
Yes.
And everyone sort of looks at Strong Eye like,
Yeah, Longshot and Banshee's face are so funny. And
Bloodbath is like, oh, did you find yourself knee deep in demons lately? Funny what happens when you're like messing around and skirting death.
And so Layla goes to do it, and she's like, well, is anyone going to stop me? And the team all looks at each other, points to the artist for, like, still giving them eyes to warily look at each other.
Yeah. And Monet's like, no way in hell. And at the same time, Banshee is like, do it. And they sort of look at each other like, what? And Bloodbath is like, mind if I weigh in?
And I don't get it. But I guess if you're a collector of souls, it doesn't help if there's more people running around on the planet that don't have souls.
There's a lot to be had.
His motivation is not quite clear on why he says all these
things. Yeah, I don't understand. So he comes charging at the team. Richter is like, get him.
And he's like, this is just being silly. You're not getting it. He stabs himself. And like, none of you have the mystic juices. You're all just a bunch of mutants and genetic junk piles. Sure, Muscle Man hassled me, but after I cut him to pieces, I'll still be able to suck your souls dry. You're just delaying the inevitable.
But then Hangman,
it like shows up, acts the hero. Shadowstar cuts the head off, and then they're like, "It's done. We got him." And Bloodbath is like, "You people have not been paying attention."
And then
he's back in the dead dupe.
Or is this dead Jamie Prime? This might be dead Jamie Prime.
Oh, maybe it is,
because it's stabbed, not shot.
Oh, that's true. And
Layla's
like, "Oh no, you don't."
And then she starts doing an exorcism in Latin.
Yeah, her eyes start glowing red, but not in the same red glowy way that Bloodbath's whatever body it is.
Yeah, so like, she's really successful in this too. Do you think she learned this from Doom?
I do.
Okay.
I am convinced that, because Doom is very magical.
Yeah.
So
she gets Bloodbath's spirit out, and she's like, go to hell, and
blasts him with some glowy energies.
And then Layla goes back and she's like, Jamie, and there's still the debate, like, Banshee and Monet are like, do it, don't do it. And she's like, shut up. It doesn't matter. It's too late.
Yeah. Like, her window of being able to revive Madrox Prime has closed.
He's gone. Jamie's gone. And the last panel we see, though, is Jamie in that suite.
That wedding suite with the corpses.
So, but Jamie is around?
He's someplace. And it's, I remember, this is when I was reading this for the first time. I couldn't stop reading it.
Because it was like 11 o'clock at night.
And it's like, I know I need to go to bed. Like, I can't. Collectively, we cannot stay up late anymore.
No. Someone was asking me, it was Dylan from House of X / Uncanny Experience, because he has a new podcast, he and Regina, reviewing X-Men 97. And I am possibly, you are going to be a guest if it lines up with the recording times. And he's like, oh, we can go late. And I'm like, no, Dylan, you're talking to someone who cannot function as a person after 8:30 p.m. beyond reading and taking care of the bunnies. Like, I can make sure that they get treats and water and hay and some pets, and I can sit on the couch and read, but like, I can't hold a conversation.
No. This is another reason staying up out late last night has wrecked us today.
Yep. Every time we stay up late, it's bad.
Yeah. But even knowing that, I still kept going with these issues because I was like, I must know what's happening.
Yeah.
And it's such a deep callback to one of the very first issues.
It's a Peter David.
Yes.
Seeding things and coming back to it 50 issues later.
Yeah.
So a good arc, I think, that was really made out of a whole lot of nothing. Like, when you think back to 224.1 that we covered in the previous X Factor episode, like, it was
like such a one-off.
It did, where it was like, oh, there's this woman and she's squatting. We didn't really know she was squatting, but like, she's living at the farm and she has a kid, and they're just coincidentally in town because of this creepy old woman who's a tentacle monster. And
yes, who was watching and waiting for something.
Yes. So,
which turned out to be Rain's kid. So there was all of that nonsense.
Yes. And then it ended and it was like, oh, BB knows. And we're like, oh, she died, I guess.
Oh, wait, that was after Rain's kid.
Yes.
So the creepy tentacle monster lady was waiting and watching for something else.
Maybe the team.
Maybe it's this.
Yes.
So X-Factor is leaning hard into the mystic.
Yes. Like,
a lot of demons, a lot of magical things.
Which we sort of got when, like, Hela was there.
Right, that was a whole thing.
Yeah, we have Pip the Troll, even, like.
He's still around.
Yeah, but he's more mystical and magical. Like,
yeah,
he's in that category of characters.
So we've gone from, like, Detective Noir
to, like, some very supernatural sort of stuff. Right. And the storytelling is really...
Is Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki going to show up?
But this is really building. Like, it is long-form storytelling at this point. Like,
yeah.
Before, some of the arcs could sort of stand alone. Like the Hela one?
Yeah.
You take that out of the mythos of X-Factor, you're not missing anything from what's happening.
Right.
But now, like, you can't lose a component of these stories because what comes after will not make sense as a result.
Right. So maybe it's doubly important then that 224.1 existed to try and, like, if you're trying to get into this, here's a good starting point. That's not issue one.
Everyone, hold while I look, because we only go up to 262 is the last issue.
Oh, we've only got 40-some issues left.
Right.
And the mystical everything stays with it throughout, I want to say, the entire thing. I mean, Rain's baby, all that mystical stuff.
Yeah.
So much, all the time.
Yes. So, yeah, because we ended here today at 228.
Yeah. There was a David Carradine reference in here too with Hangman that was sort of creepy and
cringy. Yeah. But overall, I like where it's going. It, like you said, it makes me want to keep reading.
Yeah.
And see what's going to happen.
And I, in the Infinity Comics, Layla's back, and I want her to still be able to do mystical things.
Mm.
Like, I don't like the idea that she's just been relegated to be multiple man's wife.
Yeah.
Davey's mother.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Layla is a more interesting character than to be reduced as that.
Especially, like, you're looking at characters, and I think this is the thing that a lot of X fans can get upset about, is that everyone has a favorite Z-lister.
Yes.
Layla's at this point in time in
the cars.
Yeah, and it, like, in the current day, she's a Z-lister. She used to be higher while X-Factor Investigations was happening, but has sort of settled. Yeah.
House of M, she was the major player in that.
So you see, like, these characters, and by the end of this run, how many issues was she involved in with X-Factor? Like, a ton, because you have to do weird math, because they...
Right, the 300 issue.
Yeah, so that's 62 issues in the new numbering, and you go back, and I forget where we started even.
I think when I searched for the title in Marvel Limited, it was like 140 some issues.
Yeah.
So
it, she was around for a long time, right. And she was a major factor for a long time. And it's like, oh, well, I think you just need the right writer to come along. Mm-hmm. And
at least the Steves, A, know that she exists.
Yes.
And B, know that she can serve as she and Shatterstar have a relationship.
Mm.
Like, there's a reference to that and how Layla can also be an anchor, just like Richter can, for Shatterstar to teleport.
Nice. So they're drawing upon that and everything that was built up here.
Yeah.
It's just maybe one day a regular book will pick them back up. I'm very curious about the upcoming X Factor, to circle back to our news at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like,
they'll be involved in it.
The logo is very 90s. It's very government team, Val Cooper.
And a lot of the discourse is, like, a lot of this is not, like, what's happening is 90s nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
And people are really like that. And other people, it gives them pause to be like,
yeah,
we don't want just a rehashing of it.
And I would love, I mean, poor Peter David is still recovering. There's still a fund out there if people want to contribute to his hospital bills. He's been in a hospital
through the ringer
for like a year and a half at this point. And still recuperating. I would really love, and I shared this with one of our friends, if Marvel could pair him up with a current writer so he could do scripts and, like, work with a writer. Like, I want to be the storyteller. I'm working with the writer so that they can take the ideas and form them.
Right.
Because X-Factor and Peter David are tied together.
Like a ghostwriter.
Yes. But, like, there's precedent in Marvel all over the place for people who do just the scripting. All they do is script, and then someone will write, like, clearly defined separate roles for a book. Yeah. So it'd be cool if they could help him out. I mean, as an artist, like, you need money, especially to pay medical bills. But I don't know if he's even at that point in his recovery where he could dictate something like that. But it'd be cool.
Yeah.
And maybe that could help mentor the next big writer of X Factor.
Who will do things with Shatterstar and Layla Miller.
Yes.
And Multiple Man.
And maybe it could be Leah again.
Yeah.
I mean, she did a great job at sort of keeping the team investigating stuff on Krakoa.
Yeah.
So they had a much different investigative purpose.
And it was well done. It was like, mm-hmm. There's a true, real purpose to this team. And I was so, when you go through it and it ends, you're like, but why is it ending? It's not like the role that team had was complete.
It was so weird.
It could have kept going in all these different ways.
Yep.
And I also loved that it picked up on where Banshee was left.
Right.
like
with the Morgan,
with the Morgan, yeah. And like that got resolved, dealt with.
Yeah, and I think
I need to go back and reread it. Cause
but there was like one other reference to X Factor looking into something after Leah no longer had the book, and yeah. I'm like, editorial, quit fucking with things, please. Like Leah was doing such a great job.
Right.
And then they brought her back for the limited Exterminators, and that was it. And I'm like,
which is great.
It was fantastic. Also,
yeah, as you say, like, especially because that team is still functioning in the background.
Yeah.
Like,
and then they took North Star and Aurora.
And now they're in X-Force.
Sort of. Like, they're guest starring in X-Force. So,
/ Wolverine. /
yeah, like they're in the background there. Of things. Yeah.
And so, Prodigies and Dead X-Men, but like,
and they were in
iBoys.
Where is iBoy?
Yes,
we need to make a shirt for the podcast that is just where is iBoy?
Like, his powers were growing. There was a whole data page about the evolution of his powers, and Northstar was basically like, no, Charles Xavier, I'm not going to tell you about what his powers are doing because. No.
None of your business.
Basically. And I feel, yeah, it's another one of those things where, like, there's a lot of storytelling potential that was still there and still left on the table.
Yep. So maybe they'll bring her back. That would be fantastic. Yes. And I can't wait to meet her at the Uncanny Experience.
Yeah. Oh, I still need to get one of the X-Factors from Comic Book College.
Mm.
Shout out to our local comic store.
Yes.
To have her sign it.
Yeah, because... even before I knew, this was like a year ago, I got a number one because I wanted one X-Factor from each of the iterations of X-Factor.
Yeah.
Because I have X-Factor 6, where Apocalypse first appears. You got that for me for Christmas like 2 years ago.
Yes.
And
I was like, what does slabbed mean?
And then I don't know if I have one of the 90s ones slabbed. But I have 200,
yes,
a variant cover of 200 slabbed, and I got number one from Leah's run slabbed.
No, oh, yeah.
It's 9.8.
And it goes next to your North Star figure.
Yeah, so like I need to get another one now so I can have her sign that, and I can't wait to talk to her just about like that and Exterminators. I need to get an Exterminators for her to sign too.
Oh yeah, dig it out of the short boxes in the basement.
Yeah, press it and hope that it doesn't have. Bun bite marks, because geez, they love comics left on a table.
They do. We really do. I mean, we still love them.
Yes. We call it their reading.
Dad, I read this comic.
So I can't wait to talk to Leah about X Factor.
Yes. Oh, that'll be so much fun.
Yeah, because it really goes along with she obviously wrote characters that were in Alpha Flight.
Yeah.
Like, how did you go about this? Like, talk to us about your love for Alpha Flight too, because obviously you picked up characters from it. Like, why? Why did you choose these characters? That would be a great question too.
Yeah.
Like, how?
An amalgamation.
Like, who did you just get like a list where the editorial team is like, here's everyone that's available, choose? Because sometimes writers get that. They're like, here you go. Or they say submit your list, and they're like, you can have X, Y, but Z is spoken for. They're another writer already has them and is working on stuff.
Unless it's Wolverine, because Wolverine's in everything.
So glad that I dropped that from my pull list.
Yeah, we rely on Homo Superior and
X, Y, and House of X. Like, again, we say this like every episode. There are so many great podcasts out there covering current stuff. Like, we might touch on X Factor as it comes out, the new stuff, but we can't
compete with them.
We can't compete with them, and we can't compete with like covering all the books all the time. Like, I'm trying to slim down that pull list.
I know. Well, Fall of X has really trimmed it.
Yes, it has. But everyone's so good. Like, sometimes it's hard for us to dig into comics that are decades old and put out a podcast every week. I cannot imagine being on a timeline to be like, they came out Wednesday. by the following Wednesday, they're old news. So you need to record right away. First you need to read right away.
Probably reread.
Yeah, and then record. So shout out to everyone who does that.
Yeah.
Oof. All right. Anything else?
No, we're all sleepy buns.
Yeah.
Especially the buns, but also especially us.
Yes. So thanks for listening, everyone. Check out our new podcast logo over on our Instagram account, X Factor Files Podcast.
I'm in the sky.
Shout out to designed by Kels, Kelsey Anderson. She is a graphic artist and my cousin, but also like just fantastic.
Yes.
Like I met with her. I said, these are the things, like, here's what we're covering. She listened to our beginning of the season episode and she's like, okay, listen to this. And I'm like, good. You don't need to listen to like hours of us talking about comics that don't matter. But I'm like, okay, so we have Alpha Flight. So it's Canada. So I want something with like the North represented and space. We're covering Star Trek comics. So we need a little bit of space. And like, I just went through things and I'm like, okay, show me what you got. And she came back with that. And I'm like, 10 out of 10, no notes.
Yes.
There's a bun bun comet.
Yes.
So they continue to be represented.
Yes.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. We will catch you next week with, I think we're set for a Star Trek
episode. It's been a while.
Yeah. We're going to do Star Trek next week. And I think the one we have to read stars Uhura.
Ooh.
I know. Something to look forward to. Take care, everyone.
Be well.
Bye.